Okay, along the previous 5 weeks, maybe plus, Abuna took us through a lovely journey. And he, somewhere in the middle, named the journey to heaven. By the way, I'm not going to say anything new. كل ده اللي أبونا قاله. It's a journey to heaven, and if we look at it from a certain angle, it all has to do with the evangelist, the new believer, and the church sacraments. This is what it's all about.
Hey, my friend, I'm interested in your belief, but can't figure out what it offers. Can you give me a clue?
Okay, my friend. Orthodox Christianity gives us a chance to live in a much better world. While we are still on earth, it has a very special way of making you taste, touch, smell heaven while you are still on earth. Our church offers believers the chance to live in heaven while yet on earth.
How come?
Well, simply by believing that our Lord God came to us on earth. So he made sure that heaven and earth are one, but only for those who believe.
Where does this journey start? I am very anxious to start.
Here we go. 1B, 3 C's, takes you to salvation and heaven. Baptism, B. Chrismation, confession, and communion. The journey simply takes us into 2 things, to believe and to repent. And those 2 issues, faith, makes us get baptized and take the Holy Spirit inside us. And then to repent, we confess and we take communion. However, while baptism and chrismation happen only once in a lifetime, there is a continuous process along which the believer takes himself into that journey to heaven. Communion, confession, repentance, repentance, communion, confession, confession, repentance, communion. This is a continuum and an ongoing process. Let us remember our role. Preach the word of God with the main goal of baptism. Follow the program set by the church mission. Don't hurry to advise baptism. Our forefathers had a program that took 6 months to 3 years. Seek continuous advice from our bishop, from our priest, and then baptism. What is baptism? It's rebirth through water and spirit.
So what do I have to do to get the baptism?
Well, there are requirements, my friend. Faith in the holy Christian belief. It may need months of preaching and teaching and learning. And then repentance. Change all behavior. Decide to stop all previous bad behavior. Guess what? You are quite lucky. Lent is here. And the church has a wonderful program of teaching and preaching all who wish to know more about Christ and our Orthodox belief along each of the Sundays of Lent. Lent is a preparation for catechumens. The first 3 Sundays, there is repentance. The first Sunday, we look for the real treasure, Treasure Sunday. The second, once you believe, expect temptation to come your way, Temptation Sunday. The third Sunday, once you believe, you are like the son who comes back to his father's home, and you can now enjoy his unity through the sacraments, the prodigal son. And then, from the 4th to the 6th Sunday, there is the living water. Now you can enjoy the sacredness of being reborn. through the holy water, whether the Samaritan woman was promised the holy water, the living water. The invalid for 38 years lived beside the river, the water, and was cleansed when he got into the water. The man born blind was instructed to go and wash. All three cases were given a new life through the holy water. So in baptism, we are buried inside the water three times and then rise again. Guests like who? Like Christ, who was buried in the tomb and rose after 3 days. We are now reborn and regained our eternal nature. It's now possible for us to gain eternal life. But salvation is not possible with baptism alone, my friend. You have to believe in the cross alongside baptism. And the cross alone is not enough. Both of them go side by side.
Then what happens after baptism?
Okay. Chrismation, another grace. The anointment with chrism, the sacrament of confirmation.
What is that happens in this one? What is the difference between baptism and chrismation?
Baptism, my friend, is the personal participation in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We die with him, we get buried with him in the water, and we rise with him as we come out of the water reborn. Chrismation, my friend, is the personal participation in the Holy Spirit. After having been washed and cleansed from sin by immersion in the water, in baptism, the believer is anointed by the Holy Myron to receive the Holy Spirit. To receive God inside him or her. To reunite with God forever.
What does the Holy Spirit do to me?
Chrismation makes us holy, my friend. It makes everything in us holy. Our minds, our bodies, our hearts, and our wills. The Holy Spirit also brings us all in one body in him and makes us have holy compassion for one another. The believer goes through the same process that the disciples went through with the Lord. It's the Lord who said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide in you forever." The helper is the Holy Spirit. Our Lord went through the cross, resurrection, and then gave us the Holy Spirit. This is the process. Death, resurrection, and then life in the Holy Spirit. Once you get the Holy Spirit, it never ever leaves you. It is the seal of your faith. The Holy Spirit resides in you.
But what does the Holy Spirit give me? Does it give me anything?
The Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit is the divine helper. It gives fruits and it gives gifts. Gifts. Gifts of preaching, gifts of prophesying, performing miracles, even moving mountains, management, all sorts of gifts. But fruits are the fruits of peace, love, joy, and long suffering.
Sounds great. So I always pray that I get as many gifts as possible.
No, my friend. Look for the fruits and don't worry about gifts. The fruits are the ones that will make you and all around you really happy. Gifts are the Lord's business. He knows best who to give which gift and for which purpose. Our job is to keep struggling and praying every day to gain as many fruits as possible.
Does the Holy Spirit reside in me regardless of anything?
Yes and no. Yes, no matter what you do, the Holy Spirit continues being in you. But, no, because it may be there, but This happens, my friend, if you resist the Spirit, not listening to what it tells you. If you quench the Spirit, keep it from being active in your life. If you grieve the Spirit, make it sad by doing all bad things that cannot match its holy nature. So your life should be a dynamic act of refilling, of getting closer to God.
Is there anything I should do to keep it active in me?
First, as we said, you need to realize that your life is an ongoing struggle for fruits. Evaluate yourself only according to how much fruit is in you, rather than how many gifts you have. Second, your life should be an ongoing process of repentance and getting closer to Him through two great treasures, two great sacraments, confession and Holy Communion.
Eucharist? Holy Communion? What is Holy Communion?
Holy Communion is the ultimate physical and spiritual unity with the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend. It is eating His body and drinking His blood in order to be one with Him and with one another. You see, our Lord got incarnated 2010 years ago. He wanted us to know Him in person, so He took a body exactly as ours and lived with us on earth literally. But that was 2010 years ago. After He saved us through dying on the cross and rising from the dead, He had to ascend once more to heaven. He sent us the Holy Spirit that we take in chrismation, as we just said. But as long as we are humans with a physical nature, He knows that we still need to feel His physical existence amongst us. So He decided to give us this great sacrament, the Eucharist. He told us to eat His body and drink His blood, to stick to Him both physically and spiritually. So every time we attend Mass, we're invited to partake of His body and blood, to unite with Him and with one another in a unique holy union. This is our faith, my friend, and our earnest belief. This is why we keep repeating in Mass, Amen, 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 to all what the priest proclaims.
That doesn't seem logical at all.
By all means, it is far above any logic. Actually, it transcends all logic. But if you do believe that our Lord could take a human body, like a human, live like a human, be tempted, suffer, die, and rise from the dead, then surely you won't have any problem believing that He's giving us His body and blood to eat and drink every Mass, right? However, my friend, the story doesn't end here. There are strict rules in order to be worthy of partaking in the Holy Jesus Christ, in our Lord Jesus Christ's body and blood. We need yet another crucial holy sacrament. Confession.
Confess what? And confess to who?
We need to confess our faith, my friend, as we repeat the word Amen in Mass. We need to confess our love to one another, kiss one another with a holy kiss like we do in Mass. We need to confess our gratitude and thanksgiving that our Lord did all that and prepared all that for us. We need to repent and confess our sins to our Father in confession. So confession is thankfulness, repentance, and faith.
How is it that I can repent?
You need to follow those five ARSC. A, admit to yourself that you sinned. R, regret and pray. Another R, renounce sin and decide to change. S, start the struggle against sin. C, confess in front of your Father in confession.
Should it be through a priest?
Yeah, sure. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ told us. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. But this he did not tell us all. He just told it to his apostles, who has the authority to do that. Whatever you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Besides, the role of the Father in confession is vital. He doesn't just listen to your sins and gives you absolution. A Father in confession gives you fatherhood. He is a spiritual father to you. He gives you discipline. He helps you discipline your life. He grants you forgiveness, and he gives you spiritual guidance and guides you how to grow spiritually. You see, my friend, you should be aware that our Christian life is a wonderful ongoing process that never stops as long as we are alive. It's a struggle. It's hard. But our Lord promised to be with us all along, and that's what makes it real fun and a lot of excitement. It's an ongoing process of repentance, confession, communion. Repentance, confession, communion. We should be aware that we are all going ahead, going towards the journey to heaven. We want to unite with our Lord Jesus because he's the one who will grant us the power to struggle and gain many fruits. Don't you think our Christian Orthodox faith is just awesome?
Sure, my friend. Sounds absolutely awesome.
Thank you.